Jew. Jew.
I'm gonna tell you something, but I think it's her. I saw her. She did it.
It's always her.
It's never be me, I promise you.
And it'll never be you.
C'est pas moi.
C'est pas toi non plus. C'est toujours sa faute.
She can... Jew. You can die.
You can die. You can die. You yeah. can die.
Yeah, you can die. I saw you, it's you, and you can die. Go away.
You can die. You die. It's you. It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
Whatever.
Somehow the idea was really that we have this show with you as a guest from Brussels, and the question is to understand maybe better what it is to perform me or you.
So
what is it?
Perform me is an art project. It's a performance project that is taking place mainly on Facebook. Mm. So the idea is that. While I'm performing on that Facebook page, anyone can send a performance and I interpret it. That means that I don't necessarily do exactly what is proposed. I just take an interpretation. So you can find this performance on the Facebook page Perform Me.
That's a problem.
Like to perform and space and then me. So now it's about you. You.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a problem with the car.
So please, you can do what you want with the car. Sorry, just had to watch.
Are you talking people. About car? No, I don't get anything about that discussion. So it's you are performing on Facebook, okay? I get that.
Yes.
And you are doing some stuff with key and car, isn't it?
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a car.
That's
we parked
a nice
the car.
Start.
We came here 10 minutes before the show, and now we
because
perform
her,
it.
She did it. She was late. She was talking about car and keys again. I don't know why. And then we was certainly late.
But now we at the studio.
So
let's start.
Yeah. Let's.
To perform me, it's really ongoing on Facebook, and
yeah.
There people can give you really some ideas and instructions what you have to do.
Yes, exactly. And it's right now, like right now, I will perform during this full hour of radio, so until 3. So if anyone out there listening to the waves,
yeah,
gets to go on the Facebook page and
yeah.
Jump into the performing.
Yeah.
Then it will be done.
So the next song is there something coming up?
Je veux quitter la terre, je veux découvrir d'autres sphères, partir dans l'infini, où brillent les fleurs de la nuit. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux aller sur Neptune. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune. Oui, je veux m'évader loin de cette planète. Je veux aller m'abreuver dans l'eau d'une comète. Je veux aller sur Andromède, brûler les feux qui m'obsèdent, ou jouer de la guitare au clair d'un quasar. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux aller sur la lune pour goûter les pommes de lune. Je veux entendre la musique que jouent les rayons cosmiques. Déjà je rêve au jour au céleste troubadour. J'atteindrai fébrile la singularité de Schwarzschild. Oh, que vais-je découvrir? Les yeux vont-ils s'ouvrir? Pourrais-je y pénétrer? Tel autre
autrefois Orphée, aurais-je atteint le paradis où les anges sont logés? Je veux quitter la terre, je veux découvrir d'autres sphères, partir dans l'infini, où brillent les fleurs de la nuit. Je veux aller sur la lune, goûter les pommes de lune.
Et je sens que son amour est gris. Et puis elle me soupçonne d'être avec toi le soir. Je reconnais ses vrais tous les soirs dans ma tête. C'est la fête des anciens combattants d'une guerre qui est toujours à faire. Bruxelles, attends-moi, j'arrive. Bientôt je prends la dérive. Te rappelles-tu de la détresse, de la kermesse, de la gare de midi? Te rappelles-tu de ta Sophie qui ne t'avait même pas reconnu? Les néons, les léons, les noms du Dieu, sublime décadence, la danse des penses, ministère de la bière, artère vers l'enfer, place de Brouckère. Bruxelles, attends-moi, j'arrive. Bientôt je prends la dérive. Cruel duel, celui qui oppose Paris névrose et Bruxelles abruti, qui se dit que bientôt ce sera fini. L'ennui de l'ennui. Tu vas me revoir, mademoiselle Bruxelles, mais je ne serai plus tel que tu m'as connu. Je serai abattu, combattu, combattu, mais je serai venu. Bruxelles, attends-moi, j'arrive. Bientôt je prends la dérive. Paris, je te laisse mon lit.
Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme moi, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses. Vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses. Vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses. Vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses. Vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme. Je suis l'origine. Je suis toutes les femmes. Tu ne m'as pas vue. Je veux que tu me reconnaisses, vierge comme l'eau, créatrice du sperme.
The origin. I'm the woman. I'm all the woman. You didn't sell me. I want you to recognize me, virgin like water, creator of the sperm. That's what she is repeating, like, all during this video. That's what you hear behind. And so this was a performance of Deborah de Robertis, a young artist from Luxembourg. So on the 29th of May, she did that performance at the Musée d'Orsay. She came in a glittery golden dress and went in front of the famous painting from Courbet, L'Origine du Monde, The Origin of the World, where you can see the vagina of a woman, and sat down in front of it, bring her up her skirt, and showed her a vagina.
Actually, she completely like opening the vagina with her hand. Like, it's not like this on the painting of Courbet. She's showing the hole, like the hole in the art story. She said,
Yeah, she's saying that there is a part of the history missing in that painting. It recognized the feminine sex, but it doesn't recognize the whole, because it's like if the sex was closed on the picture, and this is not necessarily the way it is. And it's like she's also wondering about who's behind that, who's the woman behind that, and what's all the woman, since it's the origin of the word. So she's like bringing, like, somehow to me, she's bringing back the public to this relation of, like, okay, creation is material. Mm. And this painting still is an idea. And she's putting people in front of their own border about sexuality and woman.
She says it shows also that it didn't change a lot since years and years, you know, like, now it's another way of doing it, okay? And you can see that people are really, like, reacting on, I don't know, different website or newspaper about what she did, about if it's exhibitionism or if it's art, like, the same as Courbet, I will say, like, it was like, was it pornographic or was it art? What do you want to say about that, and what she want to do with this? So this is the limit, and I think she's really good to talk about it, but she's not there, and she's a friend of mine, and she have the word for that. I cannot talk so much about it. I think you should see the video on internet. The name is Miroir de l'Origine, de Deborah Robertis.
Mirror of the Origin.
Okay.
Deborah.
Yeah, interesting is that she's saying Je suis l'origine du monde. Oh, God, I'm confused. She's saying that she is the original.
Or the woman.
The woman. And so that's really a kind of critique or a change of a symbolic order. So Corby, when he did this painting, I think it was also kind of a critique. And I don't know, Lacan, he did buy this painting and he put the curtain before it because you are not allowed to see this plaisir, just a kind of desire.
Yes.
It's only about desire, and now she's changing it, putting really to masturbate in front of it. It's maybe like...
She didn't masturbate.
No, it's not like it, but it only looks like it. It looks like this because you would never... That's why Lacan put this curtain in front of it, because... You never get this desire, never.
Yeah, desire is something.
And somehow this kind of what you want.
Yeah, it's something that people are afraid of somehow. Like in this society, we are really young, taught that we need to wear clothes. Like even though like you're 2 years old and you don't care about anybody to see you naked while you're too hot, and this is like putting a border in between you and your body, but it's also like putting a border between you and the others, and bring all this, like, I mean, that's just my point of view, but it's somehow one part of it, that we don't recognize the body at itself. We have no good relation to our own body, to our own desire, and then we don't have good relation to nature around us, because like our body is the first thing we get to meet with this nature.
Mm.
So even though we are not in nature most part of the time. And also, I think that the fact that this video got so much viral, because now you can really like see it on Facebook, like many people post it, and it get really strong reaction. It's because it's touching so much the people in their basic relation to the body and desire, which is like somehow the animal part of us, like reproduction. Long time the sexuality was only understood like a reproduction thing.
How can you know that? You was not born.
still no, it's the case for some person.
Yeah, but I thought you said before.
Yeah, but I mean, when there was like this dominance of the church idea in Europa, this was like a big point of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you could not develop through sexuality. And so, but maybe we can like read a little bit of the comments that are
the comments. Yeah, that could be interesting. What are they saying?
So I just look now for it. Maybe I would put one other song in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just turn it on.
Or I can sing.
Sing.
No. Felicia is laughing. Dorothy. Oh my god. It's you. She cannot sing. She tried, but she cannot do it.
It's you.
Here is an article in German.
Ah, yeah. What is it saying? Should I read it?
Yeah. You should do that. That's your job, the German language. You should see that there is a Mac flying cable around, and wow, destruction, sunglasses. Okay, here we are.
Here we go. Eine Szene vor meiner Vagina und meinen Augen. Die luxemburgische Künstlerin De Robertis sorgte diese Woche mit ihrer Kunstperformance für Wirbel. Lesenziell erklärt sie den Hintergrund ihrer Aktion. Das ist keine Kunst, das ist einfach nur eine behaarte Scheide. Ich kann ja echt nicht. Eine Künstlerin, die gut daran täte, einen Psychologen zu konsultieren. Die Kunstperformance von Deborah De Robertis hat in den sozialen Netzwerken für jede Menge Reaktionen gesorgt. Die junge luxemburgische Künstlerin hatte für Aufruhr gesorgt, indem sie im Musée d'Orsay in Paris breitbeinig vor dem weltberühmten Werk Ursprung der Welt von Gustave Courbet posierte. Exhibitionismus ist eine impulsive Handlung, kein kreierter Akt. Die Aktion ist Teil eines Prozesses, der mich seit mindestens 10 Jahren begleitet, rechtfertigt sich De Robertis gegenüber. L'essentiel. Tatsächlich war die Performance in Paris nicht ihr erster provokanter Auftritt. Um für das Thema Dominanz, Mann, Frau, Künstlergalerie, Prostituierte, Freier zu sensibilisieren, posiert sie regelmäßig breitbeinig vor zeitgenössischen Kunstgalerien, Museen und zu öffentlichen sowie politischen Orten. So ließ sie sich auch im Museum für moderne Kunst MUDAM in Luxemburg Stadt ablichten. Die so entstandene Fotoserie Memoir de l'origine, Gedächtnis.
Miroir de l'origine.
Oh mein Gott, Gedächtnis des Ursprungs, ist das Ergebnis ihrer Zeit in der Cité Internationale des Arts Paris, ein Pariser Atelier und Wohnkomplex für Künstler, in dem sie seit Ende 2013 lebte. Mit den Bildern wollte sie die Abwesenheit von Blicken in der Ursprung der Welt darstellen, so die Künstlerin. Das Original von Gustave Courbet zeigt nur den nackten Körper einer Frau, vornehmlich ihr Geschlechtsteil, aber kein Gesicht. Auch einige Internetnutzer glauben, die Idee verstanden zu haben. Wenn man die Behaarung beiseite nimmt, zeigt sich der künstlerische Ansatz, erklärt eine Userin. Eine andere meint, ich habe selten eine Frau gesehen, die ihre Beine mit so viel Würde spreizt. Für sie vermittelt die Performance eine echte Nachricht, die ohne Worte auskommt. Genau das will die Künstlerin bezwecken. Für die Robertis lässt sich ihre Performance im Musée d'Orsay nicht auf die Nacktheit beschränken, sondern lebt durch die Kraft dessen, was es in Bewegung bringt. Die junge Luxemburgerin scheint noch immer ganz aufgeregt, dass sie dem berühmten Gemälde ihr Gesicht und ihr Genital leihen konnte. Als ich mich nach dem Vorbild des Originals vor dem Ursprung der Welt setzte, wurde ich zur Beobachterin einer Szene, die sich vor meiner Vagina, aber vor allem vor meinem Auge abspielte. Sie erklärt, das Ensemble der Menschen, von den Zuschauern über Medien bis hin zu der Polizei, sie alle sind der Spiegel des Ursprungs und Teil der Arbeit, die noch immer ihre Wirkung zeigt, während ich mit ihnen rede. Und weiter, alle wurden zu Akteuren in der Szene, die sich um mich herum bewegten. Es war wie ein Ballett. Gleichzeitig sei sie aber nicht auf Reaktionen aus, auch wenn sie wisse, dass die Performance ihr eine Stimme verleiht. Ist es nun Kunst oder doch nur provokante Nacktheit? Daran scheiden sich die Geister nicht nur im Internet. Nicht zuletzt ist es wie so oft bei Kunst einfach nur Ansichtssache. Ja, nice. Okay, I give you back the computer. Wow. Wait a moment. Das ist geil. Ich könnte.
Hi, computer. Voilà.
To be near. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, I put the sound of a performance I did with a friend named Robin Draper. And so it's the... In this performance, I used a bathtub like musical instrument, and so it's the movement inside the bathtub that creates the sound, and so it became like the sound of a choreography, and there is all this link to the water itself, and the bathtub itself also is like really something that conditionate the sound, because like I did this performance in several bathtubs and it always create another sound.
What kind of instrument, or how did you record it?
I record it with a hydrophone inside of the bathtub, like it's hanged from the roof, and so it's like not at the bottom of the bathtub, but it's like floating in between. So each movement I make create a sound. So why is it not working now? You get sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot hear it, but I can hear it.
Okay, nice.
Can we hear it too, please, Felicia?
Okay, yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, so the sound is manipulated through a program, Ableton Live. So the friend with who I did this performance like use a MIDI controller and effect on the sound to create somehow something in a duo with me making those movements inside the bathtub. So it somehow controlled the sound, but I controlled it too. And then it's like when we was doing this performance, it was getting really organic kind of, because like the sound was spread into the space, and the public around, if the floor was like not in concrete, but like a wood floor, for example, when people was like walking, it was also creating sound because it was making vibration that was going through the feet of the bathtub and also getting released in the sound. And also if you was like speaking or something around, it was also creating the sound. So it was like all together. Then the sound was sent into the space with the sound system, and it also was somehow going back inside the microphone, getting transformed by the water and the movement I was doing. And at the same time, the effect he was putting on the sound. So it's like if somehow all the space was going together with the people, with him and me performing with this sound. And for him, it was really difficult because he had to be careful about the Larsen effect. Like if it was not like well made with the effect volume or whatever he was doing with the sound, sometimes you could hear this, you know, and that's normal because like the speakers were sending back the sound automatically.
Yeah, feedback. Yeah,
yeah. So,
wow, 7 bus stops, and were specific bus stops?
We use different bus stop. Like the first performance we did was at a festival here in Germany, in nearby Nuremberg, I think. It was a psychedelic trance festival, and so there he was having a really old bathtub out of zinc, I think, And the sound was like really, really metallic then. And after that, we did another performance in Berlin at the Fuck for Forest party. That was for the releasing of them the documentary about this organization. So there was a party after the premiere of the film, and there were several performances organized, little theater piece, acoustic music, electronic music, and then this performance as well. And there we had a plastic bathtub, like this new style one that are like, it's not ceramic, you know, it's just this, I don't know, PVC or something.
Yeah.
So there the sound was really different too. It was more like stick together kind of, I don't know how to say, but the water was more present and it had less communication with the space around. Also, when we did the first performance, we was outside in a field just in front of a forest, and it was raining a lot, so it was also like having this dialogue with the weather around. That was not the case in Berlin because we was in a building. And then the third time we did it in my atelier in Brussels, and at that point it was a really old school bathtub, like from the, I don't know, maybe the 70s or something. And it's iron bathtub outside, and inside it's a small layer of ceramic. So this was the more interesting sound to me, and this is the sound we are hearing now. So, and this one was the one that like somehow communicated the best with the space around, because of all this iron, and it was indoor in a not too big room and on a wooden floor, so it was really communicating well with the surrounding.
Regardez,
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Why are you cutting the music like this?
I didn't. It's your phone.
Yeah, I know.
It's not me.
It's me, like always.
It's you.
Again.
Again.
It's always be me, and you are not. So, what's next?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, love, maybe. We can talk a little bit before it's over at 3, because what interests me is this idea of to perform, also that you are doing this Perform Me on Facebook, for example. What does it mean for you that you offer your everyday life or your way of life that you are that you perform? What is it?
It's like coming inside of a process I'm like having since kind of long. Like I have used different medium. I start up with paintings and then I start doing pictures and then try to touch a little bit to the video. Actually it was always like somehow something missing to me. Like if it could not be... I don't know, there was some life missing in it, kind of, to me. It's like when you're painting, you're like looking for the perfect gesture at the right moment, and like that was the way I was feeling with painting. You can also think about like what you're painting, how you paint it, the question of the material itself, the fact that it's flat and that it's painting, what else you can bring inside of it. But I was feeling like it was closed on itself, because you're like in front of the canvas and you're almost alone with it. The picture is the same. You are finally alone with your camera, even though you're looking at the outside world. And also, like, yes, so at one point I was using pictures for my paintings. I don't know, somehow I realize that with the performance you can get like so much of everything. Like everything starts being possible. You're in interaction with the public directly. Well, not the public, but like whatever, the person that look at it. You're in interaction with the space and it's alive, and then there is nothing left. You don't have this material aspect as strong as in painting or pictures. Then in painting and picture, it's all about the material. And there for me, in performance, it's more about the moment, the space, the way people react, and how it's chosen to be showed. But then, of course, you have traces sometimes.
Mm.
But, like, that's nice. Then you also have to rethink the performance that was done with what's left, and or you can still use it to make something.
Mm.
This question of documentation. So
it's also a link to the body. So, yeah. Yeah. He was waiting for body link, but it didn't came.
I try my best. That's my job here. But I cannot make it not right now. Sorry for that.
It's coming.
I'm drinking, time. Drinking, but it's coming.
Yeah, but it's interesting that now a younger generation of female artists are really dealing different with their body and with this idea of performance. So I think there are some changes, maybe.
Yeah, like a woman performing artist. Like you have always this sexual look over you somehow.
Yeah,
you're still anyway a sexual object.
Yeah,
and you have sexism. To deal with that.
Sexism is still in the world.
Yes, of course.
Racism too.
Also, like, and something that I thought a lot about is this period when you're a young girl and you get to be a woman. You know, you really like in 1 or 2 years you see the way men are looking at you, getting so much changed.
Mm.
And I remember it was kind of a shock for me.
It was a shock for me too.
And you hear it.
Can you feel it? Men are looking at you. Yeah, just burp again on this view. That someone is looking on you.
Yeah.
So...
Yes, so when you're performing as a woman, either you're like trying to forget this woman-like view.
That's a nice view.
So either you try to put it away, either you accept it and you do something with it. So, and that's what also this performance like we have make heard on the radio a few minutes ago from Deborah Robert is like, and I think it's a big changement about that. There is a lot of young women speaking about that. It's somehow it's
artists are prostitutes.
Yeah, there is something about that. Cultural prostitution, but. Why? That's not the main thing.
Yeah, that's not the point.
There is no reality. Okay.
Four minutes left. Yeah.
Yeah. So
some music.
Yeah.
Ah, you can sing again a little bit.
I know. I'm gonna.
What kind of voice do you want? I can make a lot of them.
Parrot.
I'm gonna make you hear.
Oui, oui, bon, allez. Oui.
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 Elena. Cacahuète.
Bon, maintenant, ça suffit, hein.
Oui, dis bon, allez, ça vient, ce son-là.
Oui, ça arrive, tranquille, hein.
Oh, tranquille, tranquille. Tu crois qu'on a le temps, ici?
Oui, je pense, oui. So, now I'm gonna make you hear... a sound from Okra. It's a Swedish band. They're really young and
I love them.
Yeah,
we
it's,
love them.
Marius and Amanda Varkovic. I really don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah, they're yeah. Well,
put the music on.
Go.
It's on.
I don't know anymore if it's the Fracture number 1 or Fracture number 2. Okay, let's go.
Okay, then we should also say goodbye now.
Yeah.
the set music, the end. Wait a moment. Thanks for coming here, Laura.
It was a pleasure. It is a pleasure.
To Frankfurt to do some radio. And we should follow it up, this kind of performance. And let's see what's going on and how. And thanks for our special guest. We don't say your name.
I don't have name on the radio.
Secret guest.
Only the parrot. Our parrot is also still
the voice.
The voice. Whatever. Yeah, Laura Windra, thanks for coming. And just check out Perform Me on Facebook.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Okay, see you soon. Bye bye.
Ciao.
It was her. She did the job.
Always her.
She did it.
She did it.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
You. She's all the time talking about her, her, and her. Why? But it's all about me.
I don't ask
it's not
why.
It's about you.
I don't ask for much. Oh, no. I don't ask for much, you know. I don't pray a lot, you know. I don't cross my fingers, look to the sky and say, God, you know. I really wanna know. This is one.